back here, sir.
How you doing, my man? What's going on? You doing all right?
How's it going? Did I ask that De La Soul question?
That's good.
Yes.
No, you okay? Uh-huh. Okay, day two, LaMarcus Joyner and Trey Mason. But before we open to questions, I think what may be helpful is to give you an idea as to what the rookie class is doing right now. You know, we brought him in yesterday afternoon. We're basically in a two-day orientation phase today and tomorrow. They got an opportunity to meet their coaches. They got an opportunity to meet everybody in the building. They also got an opportunity to watch our skill development with the veterans today. They did not participate. We're going to do meetings tomorrow, orientation. We discuss a lot of different things tomorrow, physicals tomorrow night. Thursday, they'll do the same thing. They're going to be able to watch the veterans and skill development, and then Thursday afternoon will be the first time that we'll have them on the field and basically assessing them Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So they'll not be interacting with the veterans until next Monday. It gives you some kind of background. So with that, we'd like to open it to questions.
There may not have been anyone who benefited from Greg Robinson more than Lee last year. What's your thoughts on being drafted afterwards and being able to play with him for another year?
It's like a dream come true to be able to play with Greg again. We came in our freshman year talking about, you know, we wanted to be 3-and-out, and, you know, it would be a dream come true if we played together at the next level. And God bless us with that opportunity. And so that these guys sitting next to me, Coach Fisher and Mr. Snead, you know, brought us together.
For both of you guys, what have the last 72 hours been like, not only in terms of trying to get your life together to get here, but also just letting it sink in that you're now?
I feel like an interview process. Feel like being in college all over again, where you're getting, going through orientations, being introduced to everyone, learning the building, learning the organization. But it's been great.
It was another feeling of saying it was a blessing to have the opportunity to play at the next level. And it's something you dreamed of as a child. And just walking into the locker room and seeing your number and your name next to it is just a feeling you can't describe with words.
I can say this for myself that, you know, leaving college, you almost feel like a man. You accomplished a lot of things, and then you get to this organization, and you feel like a rookie. You feel like you're starting over again in life, and it was great to see our names in that locker room.
Great. How much did Greg Robinson help you get here?
The film speaks for itself. That man's he's a different creature. You know, he takes over his assignment and does it well. And it makes my assignment that much easier.
Marcus, in that BCS championship game, did you ever have Greg bearing down on you?
I came on the blitz on the edge, and it was a stalemate. And most big guys, I kind of use my athleticism to get around, but Greg, he's a big athletic guy, and it was a stalemate. So, yeah, he's a pretty good football
so you
player.
You just hit him straight up, and it was a tie?
Yeah, and I had to get him off me because I knew.
He weighs 150 pounds more than you.
Yeah, that's why I had to come off real quick and kind of, like, back him up because that would have been dangerous if I let that guy hold on me too long. So.
Trey, in the short couple days you guys have been here, have you and Greg gotten into the reuniting, so to speak, with E.J. Gaines and Michael Sam, reliving that? Game where you put it on that defense?
Yeah, just not too long ago we were talking about that, and it was just a fun game. The whole game was just craziness. And just to look back and know that we played in the SC Championship together, but we ended up here together. Now it's time to take the talents from their team and our team, put them together, and try to win a Super Bowl.
Michael and EJ didn't share the same view about how much fun it was, though, did they?
I don't think so.
You and Greg kind of have a recognize over this rookie class? Two Missouri guys, a Florida State guy?
I think LaMarcus got the most bragging rights out of all of us. He won it all.
Trey, how well did you get to know Coach Fisher? You know, because obviously he was around the Auburn, especially the year he was out of football. I mean, did you get to know him at all when he'd come down there?
Yeah, pretty well. And also being good friends with Trent Fisher, which is his son, and we were together a lot. And Trent and I always talked about one day maybe I would play for the Rams, and he'd always joke around like that, and it comes to be today that I'm actually sitting here now at St. Louis Run.
So what's your scouting report on Trent?
Next question.
LaMarcus, you came from one of the most toughest, roughest neighborhoods in the Miami area to get here. Over the last few days, have you sat down to think, or is there any surreality to how far you've come to get here?
You know, I've been running away from that place all my life. Which is why I do what I do on the field and in the weight room, and where I respect people. And it's a dream come true. Like I said, I've been running from that place all my life, and to be here and to, you know, be from afar from where I come from, there's no better feeling.
How did you do it when so many have failed?
I just kept my faith in the Lord. I mean, God always seen me through. I saw him first in all his righteousness. And he got me here today, and to add on to what he has already given me, my ability, I just added the extra work and listened to great men in my life that he put there, and I'm here today.
For both players, what do you guys think that having Michael Sam for a teammate would be a distraction? Welcome him with open arms?
I welcome him with open arms. You know, everyone's entitled to who they want to love. And he's a man of his own, and he's entitled to do that. And we're a team, and he's also a family member to me now. And we're here for the same goal, and that's to win the Super Bowl.
I love the guy, especially after getting to share time with him at the Bronco Nagurski Award ceremony in North Carolina before I knew that we were going to be on the same team. And he's a great guy. He's a great football player, and he's here now, and now we're a family, and I opened the doors for him with warm arms.
Fred, have you ever met Bo Jackson? And if so, what was it like?
Yes. Bo was actually like a uncle to me, and he's pretty much coached me through this process and, you know, through the time I was there at Auburn and how to carry myself as what they say an Auburn man.
Now, when you broke his record, thanks in large part to the Mizzou Tigers, but what did you talk about after that?
He was just telling me that he's really proud of me at that time. He was telling me that he's really proud of me and that it was deserving of me to do that. And God has blessed me to put me in that position. And now he wanted me to go off to the next level.
And you're obviously too young to remember him playing, but I guess you can't go very far on the Auburn campus without hearing something, seeing something, or what have you.
Oh, yeah. Pretty crazy on campus.
Marcus, your coach and general manager talked very highly of you after they made the decision to trade up to pick you. Just your thoughts on the efforts they made to make sure that you became a Ram.
Can you repeat the question, the last part of it?
Yeah, just your thoughts on what it means that Coach Fisher and Leslie traded up to make sure that you were a Ram.
I felt as though they made a sacrifice for me, and I'm good with returning favors. And I think that I owe them the same. I'm going to give all my heart, all my soul to this organization because that meant a lot for them to be able to do that, especially with all the great talent that's out here trying to get into the National Football League. And for these men to make that sacrifice for me, then I owe them the same thing in return.
Well, Marcus, I read somewhere that your football mantra is everybody has a plan until they get hit. Where does that come from?
That's just something I learned in life, just from the background I come from, the area I come from. You always have the kids around the neighborhood who think they're the baddest and the toughest, and until they get hit back, and then now everyone's panicking. And we all play football for the ultimate goal, like say for instance Super Bowls, and everybody going to the offseason training and working hard to make it to that ultimate goal, but things happen. Things alter that. You get adversity, and it's the guys that can make it through that, that, you know, achieve what they plan on doing. So that's where I adopted that from what I've been through in my life, and just putting everything into perspective of the way we plan, and you just have things in life that alters that.
Trey, after that SEC championship game, were you shocked when someone said you actually had 46 carries?
I was. At the end of the game, I've never touched those carries in my life. And at the end of the game, it didn't feel like I touched 46 carries, but when they told me, I was pretty shocked.
Did it help that you weren't tackled a whole lot?
Yeah, it did. It helped a whole lot.
You guys got your first peek at the playbook. What's it like? Is it pretty daunting?
We haven't got to that part yet, but like Coach Fisher said, it's a process, and I love the way they're going about business and introducing us to the organization and taking it a day at a time, and I think that's the right way to do it.
Trey, what does 46 carries feel like, say, the next day or the day after?
It felt pretty bad the next day, I can say that. But, you know, throughout the game, it was just a lot of hard work and dedication and determination to not leave Atlanta without a ring. But, you know, thinking back on that, I needed those 46 carries.
Is it? Anybody want one-on-ones with these guys to do it right now?